I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we hear from the podium finishers of last night's 13th annual Avani Windows and Doors Capitani Classic. James McFadden led all 25 laps to capture his first Capitani Classic win. Dason Pursley was second, and Brian Brown was third.
You were as tasty as a Tony Connor sausage roll in an Alley Pling Roadhouse.
Yeah, I guess everyone on the stands would know exactly what you're talking about there.
You can explain that.
Yeah, good snag on the Barbie's good, but man, how good's that? That's, you know, you strive to win races at places like Knoxville and Eldora and Williams Grove and that, and to, you know, to win it in the 360 was cool, but...
You dominated it, mate. Just ran away.
I felt really good. You know, we've been working at it all night and just not doing a lot of half-mile laps. You kind of second-guess what you're feeling, but... You know, the guys just made the right decisions every time we did it. Toyota gave us a really, really good engine. And Tom and Tommy Tarver, man, to have them in the suite, the whole family, for them to see this win is pretty special. So I think for the whole team and for myself as well, it's a pretty special win.
Dad's here. Buzzy's here as well. Like, you've got so many of your extended family. I know you'd love to have Zoe and your little man. That would have made it perfect.
Oh, absolutely. I miss those guys. And this kind of makes up for, you know, being away from them for that long. But, you know, I think half of Australia's in the stands right now, so it's pretty cool. Yeah, pretty cool to get it done and, you know, to have my old boy and, you know, Buzz here is really cool. But like I said, you know, the whole Tarvins are up, the whole Tarvin family are up there and watching the racing. And then obviously with Dirt Vision, everyone back home is watching. So can't thank them enough and everyone involved with this team. It's, yeah, we've been pretty good and, you know, I just haven't tidied myself up in races and tonight we put one together.
Dason, we talked before the race. I know you're watching the racetrack. The bottom has been dominant all night and then tonight upstairs seemed to be the way to go. You weren't not fast. He was just faster.
Yeah, I think you nailed that, you know, on the head there. I think James and the Tarleton bunch were just really good tonight. And, yeah, I didn't know really what the track was going to do. And they went out there and kind of graded the top and got the curb knocked down. And I knew it was going to be fast, but I didn't think it was going to be that fast on the initial start. So I think I just kind of hit the bottom too slow in the first corner. And, yeah, but overall it was a, you know, very good weekend. It was... or a good night, not weekend, and a long week ahead. So to have this speed out of the gate is, you know, very good. I'm very fortunate enough to have all these great people with me. It's, of course, Avani and I here. So it's cool to put him on the podium and everything. And then, you know, Sean and Pops and Gabe and Tyler are working really hard and getting me comfortable and comfortable on these bigger tracks. And I feel like that's just been half the battle where I don't really know quite what to do. But tonight we qualified good and was able to put ourselves in good positions all night long. And that's where I feel like we've been lacking. But thankfully we got a good run here and built some momentum and see everyone on Wednesday.
You're a quality operator, Deso. Well done, mate. Congratulations. Incredible statistic. You've raced in every one. You've qualified for every one of the 13 Cappies, Brownie.
You don't want to run second, third, or whatever, but when you lose to good guys and good people, you don't mind. And they work just as hard as anybody out here, and they come a long way from California. So congratulations to their team. I know that means a lot. You can tell it means a lot to those guys, and it's a good start to the week. Good job for Dason, too. He did a great job. He doesn't have a lot of laps here, but he proved a great race like a veteran. But back to your initial question, yeah, to make all the A-mains at the Capitani Classic, this is by far the hardest one-day show we race. And the Casey's FVP car, we're pretty close. We tried something a little bit there in the A-main. We probably weren't as good as we had been, but we're close. And I like how we were in the heat. I like how we qualified. So,
mate, you always have the best, most manicured beard. When you look over at J-Mac, do you think he could ever pull off the J-Mac look?
Man, I don't know. I try to keep it a little bit more clean cut. I just try to keep this gray down so I don't look 100 years old. But no, yeah, there'll be a lot of beer consumed over there tonight. So, but no, that's what this is. That's what Knoxville does for the, you know, it's, this is not a normal race. This is, you can tell by the way these guys are hooping and hollering. This means a lot. And it means a lot to run third. Great momentum going into the rest of the week and looking forward to it. Chad, Devin, JB, Dustin did a phenomenal job. And Grandpa George is here, which makes it extra special. So I want to say hello to Lil Cash at home. He had to go home for a couple days, but we had a great time. So overall, great night. Great to see you, Wade. Thanks for coming out. And it's time for me to go.
And that was the podium finishers for this week's Capitani Classic. That was James McFadden, the winner. Dason Pursley second, and Brian Brown was in third place. More of today's Lely Radio Sports Page is next.